So now, we still, we'll start with we learn a little bit of Sfira Sa'imer, and then we're going to go into other things, Be'ez Hashem. Each time, some to Hashkafa, and Musa, and Chumash, Be'ez Hashem. So on this, it's be about a 30-minute Shia, the most, 15 minutes of 15 minutes. Anyway, so we said they start counting Sfira Sa'imer, and Mishnah Berurah brings down that you should start doing it, you should do it before Aleinu. Why before Aleinu? So the Mishnah Berurah says, that koma de efshe, not dume, makdemina. That we try to do it as quick as possible. By the way, if do Shmona Esrei first, we'll see why. Now, why is that? Because we have a cloud. It says, teva shabosa is tmimois tiyena. Right? It has to be tmimois. Tmimois means shleimus. Tmimois means shleimus. The tachos of the things do shleimus. And Mishnah Berurah said, therefore, you have to do it right away because we have to have mamash from the beginning to the end. Start it right away and go through all the nights as soon as possible. So a person should try to daven ma'ariv as soon as possible, not push it off. But when he davens ma'ariv, he has to realize that right away after finish one esrei before aleinu, time to mimus. Now, the mechaber said after tefilas ma'ariv, you start counting Sfira Sa'imer. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Bi'al Lachem brings something very, very interesting. Why do we count after Tefillah? Why don't we count right away? It gets dark, start counting. Why do we wait till after davening? So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Morik Siyah of Yaakov Emden, very interesting. He says that the minhag was, they used to daven Ma'ariv very early, like today in the summer. In some, what's it called? They used to daven ma'ariv very early. In some kiyos, they daven while it's still day because they can't get the people together for later. So they used to daven early. And they used to be sofer tchilas halayla. Meaning, what would that mean? They would finish ma'ariv right around nightfall. They would start it when it was still light outside. Like Ben HaShmoshes, maybe before. They would finish right by the ma'ariv. And then they would count. The Mishnah Berurah says that's why they counted after Ma'ariv. Of course, they couldn't count before because you're supposed to count by nightfall. They used to daven early. They finished davening, it was nightfall. Perfect. Svira. Mashma from this, the Marxia Murdika Chiddush. That Svira, the Etzim, should precede Ma'ariv. That's what he's saying. It's only because then they daven Ma'ariv early. Mashma, if they daven Ma'ariv later, you should first take Svira and then daven Ma'ariv. So is Mashma the Morik Siyah. But the Choyk Yankov says, nothing doing. We always have to daven Ma'ariv first because we have a klal in Shas. Tade b'sheina tadeh. Tade koidem. Everybody know about that klal? Whatever is more frequent goes first. So it says the Choyk Yankov, I don't know why he's saying this. The reason why it says after Ma'ariv, because you have to daven Ma'ariv first always. Because you have Kriya Shema. You have tefillah. This is things that we do every single night. Sfira we only do once a year. Okay, we do it for 49 days, but it's only once a year. Kriya Shema is every single night, 365 days a year. So the Maisa, Kriya Shema beats it out. So if Machloik is here, the Morik Siyah's Mashma, then no. Even though, what's it called? Sfira is less frequent, it would beat out Ma'ariv. And the only reason we do it after Ma'ariv, if they used to dismiss, we're talking about the case was they daven Ma'ariv early. Says the Choyk Yankov, nothing do it. No matter when you daven Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv always precedes. Comes out according to the Morik Siyah, if you daven Ma'ariv later, you should really say Sfira first. According to Rav Yaakov Emdi, according to the Choyk Yankov, no. Ma'ariv must always precede. What's the machloikis? The machloikis is, that do we say that tmimus, this din of tmimus tia is me'ika the dina of the incident of sfira, and therefore it's not just like a hidden mitzvah, nice thing. It's me'ika din of the sfira, and therefore, tadr is a thing that the sort of tadr is, that you have two things before him. Ankipa'em is push off either one, so you do the tadr. But if I have something that I have to do now, I can't push it off, it could be tadr doesn't take precedence. And therefore, that's what the Morik Siyah holds. Tadir is something that has to be now. We don't push it off. Masha'en came, and that has to be at the beginning of the night. And if we don't push it off, the only reason we're pushing it off is the daven ma'ariv early during the day. The Chaytag was no. God there beats out the din of, we have a similar machloikas, a very similar machloikas in the Bitsimon Tov Lamed Aleph. The guy comes home, Leil Bedikas Chometz, Rabbi Yisrael. What should he do first? Daven ma'ariv or do the Bedika? What should he do first? So you'll tell me, what's the pshayla? Everybody has to do the bedika first. And other people say, what are you talking about? It's about Meir first. Meir is more tarder than bedika is chometz. But there are points of machloikas over there. It's a machloikas that poiskim. Some hold that if you have somebody else to remind you about Meir, you might do bedika first. Some hold, no, do Meir first and have somebody else do the bedika. What's the machloikas? So the Sibur says, if you can have somebody else do the bedika, okay, do Meir first. But if you don't have some hold, do the bedika first and have someone remind you Meir. The question is this question. What is bedika's chametz at the beginning of the night? Is it just a din of zriza makdim in the mitzvahs? You have the whole night? Or no, the mitzvah was niskan, the takana of the mitzvah, because we want it to be at the beginning of the night, to start it with the night. Or our boss, they want you to start the mitzvah bedika right with the night for. It's not a mitzvah that you have to do the whole night. Just reason makdim in the mitzvah, do it at the beginning of the night. No, the ikka mitzvah is at the beginning of the night. Or la boss supposed to chametz. To start at the beginning of the night. If that's true, so neila, the dika takes precedence because that's the time. It can't be pushed off. Tardir is what's doing when both pushed off. Here, yeah, it can't be pushed off. But if I hold no, that this thing of the beginning of the night is only a hither, so Tadr wins out. And that's the Choyk Yankov Lashitosu. He paskins that by B'dikas Chametz, you got Meir first. Lashitosu over here, that these Meirlis of getting the beginning of the night, even because it's famous to you, once you start the B'dik at the beginning of the night, the Mishnah says, they're all Meirlis. But Tadr beats that out. And the other person won't know. Tadr doesn't beat it out. If the takon is to do it at the beginning of the night, Tadr doesn't beat it out. This is the machloikas, the beautiful machloikas here, Rabbi Yisrael. The ma'aser we pass in la halacha, that we do ma'ir first no matter what. But there is a big shot in the poskim, this I want to add. What happens if a guy davens every night at 10 o'clock at night? 10 o'clock is minyan for ma'ir. He has a minyan, whatever, a porch minyan, a non-porch minyan. That's the time he davens, 10 o'clock at night. Okay. Now comes the beginning of the night. Am I allowed to count Sfira first now? You hear the question, Rabbi Yisrael? It's a very common question. You want to, it's the beginning of the night. You have your minion. Your minion is always at 10 o'clock. You go to the minion factory, whatever it is. It's a Shem soon. It'll open up again, the minion factory. You go at 10 o'clock to your minion. All you have time. So I want to count Sfira right away. It's the beginning of the night. I want to count Sfira right away. Can I count Sfira right away? Am I doing the right thing or no? I should really daven Meir. I'm not davening Meir first, but Sfira always has to be after Meir. What do we say? No. Even though we're coming out of La Locha now, that Sfira has to always be after Meir. That's if you daven Meir in the night. That's Sfira in the night. You're not davening Meir. Sfira, it takes a minute. Do it now. You won't forget. Do it after Meir, okay, but now is the beginning of the night. You want to do Tzvimis. But I have to wait. After Meir, my 10 o'clock Meir, we're davening after night. We're going to do it now. There's a big machloikas, a Moshe Feinstein paskins, that's out, that even though you're not davening now, but since your chiyuv, daven Meir starts the beginning of the night, so you're not allowed to say Sfira. You have to wait for Sfira. But the chiyuv, even if it's a big chizur Moshe, even though you're not davening now, but since you have a chiyuv to daven now, the concept of Tadir falls in, and therefore, since you have mechuyev to daven now, so if, even though you're not davening, but you should, but since you have a chiyuv to daven in the night also, and we say tadir shen tadir, so you may still, therefore, hello, everybody, sorry, we lost you. Therefore, you
have to daven. Oh, we got it. We got it on Moshe.
Yeah, that's on Moshe.
Jack.
What, Jack? Unbelievable. Other places have been seen.
A man from the Rav 24/7.
Other places can hold no. That the Meister, since you're not davening now, there's no din of Tadim Hashem Tadim. And therefore, according to those places, you're allowed to say Sphere. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be mashed that way.
Doesn't that apply by Tvillian? Tadim, or like more Chashiv? If Mitzvah's out in front of you, it changes the whole din.
Right. So that's the style. Moshe holds that the Mitzvah is
in front of you. It's in front of you. It's there.
Since you're Mechoyev to do it, it's like in front of you. I say, hey, can others hold? No. I'm not doing the Mitzvah. I'm not doing it now. So it's not called in front of me. There's no Shia of Tadim Shem Tadim. And therefore, many puzzles hold your last. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to be mashed that way. He says later on, the nightfall comes, get up and say Sphira. The minig ha'olam seems to be like Rav Moshe, that people wait to say Sphira until after Ma'ariv. They always do it after Ma'ariv. However, there is a mokum, so there are places that hold. You can do it before Ma'ariv if you're not davening Ma'ariv now. If you have a set time to daven Ma'ariv later, if you're davening Ma'ariv soon, so wait till after Ma'ariv. If you're not davening Ma'ariv, there are places that hold. They allow to do it. Again, the minig seems to be like Rav Moshe, but there's a mokum, there are places that hold. They can do it. Well, you can do it. You can do it right away because it's not taught. It's not in front of you. Okay, Rabbi Isaac. That ends our halacha. We give now 10 minutes of Musar.
But is Sphira? Is Sphira Daraisa?
It's Machloikas. Sphira is a Daraisa. Machloikas are Rishon.
And Ma'ariv. And Ma'ariv is not me. Krishma, but not Ma'ariv.
Yes, but oh, Menachem. There he is now. So unbelievable. Wow. Not
you
sorry.
Can't see me.
What? That's what other Russians, what other Rashiva, who wouldn't be happy to have, maybe not. Okay, let's stay on different topics. Let's go to Bush side.
Everyone has the smartphones.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Maisa, we're in the Sugya, Bush side. We're in the Sugya of the COVID-19, Bush side. I wanted to say a few Ramazim that I came up with during this Tufa, Rabbi Isaac. One of the Ramazim is a very interesting member. I didn't hear anybody mention it. In this week's parish, Rabbi Isaac, the past week's parish, we had the Macholos Asuras. Right, Rabbi Isaac? The things that you're allowed to eat. I spoke about it I sent the voice match about it. But I wanted to add one thing, it got cut off, whatever. But we know that many of the scientists and the people working with the disease have documented that this disease comes from a bat. It comes from a bat. The disease came from a bat.
Really,
the eating of a bat, and the bat's infected, and the bat... Is everybody with me?
Yeah.
Is everybody here?
Hey, they said I could mute. I'll feel.
we're here, Rabbi.
You're muted everyone.
We're here, we're not all there. That's why we're here.
Muted.
Your phone is muted. You got unmuted.
Unmuted.
I'm
unmuted, bro. I'm unmuted.
Okay,
so now,
I'm never muted.
Okay, Bosa.
It's too loud in there.
Jack, you got a smartphone?
We'll talk about it. They say the disease came from a bat. Now, if you look in this week's parasha, Rabbi Isai, the parasha talks about a certain animal that's also to eat. Are you with me? You hear me?
Yeah.
Why is it coming in so schwer? So it says, we hear you. Okay, very good. So it says, what is the word? It's very interesting. What is the word that describes a bat in this week's parasha? It wasn't parasha, so it was the week before him. Parasha Shmini, everybody said, what was the word that describes a bat? So people think the atalef, but I have a Rashi Pshuta, and so I asked someone in America to look it up in the art school. There's another animal called the Tin Shemes. There's two of them. But one's by the flying animals that are us, the Tin Shemes. And the Tin Shemes, Rashi calls it a Kal B'Shvartz, which means, in the English translation, It's today's bat, Rabbi Yisrael. Today's bat. So I was saying, it's unbelievable to say, the Torah was merames. The Torah was merames, this disease. What's the bat? Tain the shama, tain the shima. Give oxygen. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. The Torah was written thousands of years ago. It says, don't eat the bat, because you need to be tain the shma. So you have to get oxygen after you eat it, Rabbi Yisrael. That's one remez. The second remez we have is this thing's called COVID, Rabbi Yisrael. What's COVID? We just had Pesach, Rabbi Yisrael. And by Pesach, Paro was given the markers. Why was he given? Why was Paro given all the markers, Rabbi Yisrael? Because it says, by Yechpad Liboy, COVID gave Paro. His heart was hardened. He didn't want to listen to Hashem talking to him. Hashem came and warned him. He didn't want to listen. So what's the lashon that's used? Vayich kovid leiv paroi. Kovid. It came from he had too much kovid for himself. But also, it was kovid. He didn't want to hear it. It was hard. He didn't want to hear it. The kovid comes when the people don't want to hear the message. Hashem has to send markers. That's kovid. And the third thing is, it's again this time of year, Rabbi Yisrael. Chazal said, Shaloi nogu kovid zelazeh. People are too gaivadik. They don't want to give respect and honor to somebody else. And therefore, Hashem has to show him to bring this COVID. This is mine from COVID, Zela Zera, to COVID to each other, to learn how to give COVID, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. That's the time. This is mine that we have to try to give COVID, COVID, Zela Zera. And we say always that it's one of the most fascinating things. That Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, 24,000 were gifted because they weren't Nagu Kovid Zelazeh. It's so hard to understand the Rabbi Yisrael. What's the pshat? Why you chayv Misa? Why is a person chayv Misa? Why are they chayv Misa? For not giving Kovid Zelazeh, there's no din in the Torah. It's not a nice thing. It's not the best thing. But why? So the Pashat Shad, he always tells us because they were supposed to be the ones who were going to be the Moisre at Torah, giving over the Torah. And they have to have the perfect, they have to be Shalom in Amidus. But the Maisa, the real answer we want, the one real answer we want to get, we found the Maral. That COVID is not just the Myler, by saying. COVID is the Agansa Mensch. You don't give COVID to somebody, that's for Shalom, you can kill him. We brought a riot to this, by saying. The Gemara says in Tainus, on Chav Gimel, the Chani Amago woke up and he slept for 70 years. A little bit close to how much Shabbachim sleep. 70 years straight, Rabbi Yisrael. Can you imagine what a good... I mean, I don't know if it's... Anyway, 70 years straight, the guy slept. He went to sleep before Shabbos, and he woke up 70 years later. Unbelievable. Some guys matched that last month. Right? Anyway, I mean, they didn't get 70 days, but... Anyway, it's like the guy, you know, I always speak about the miracles of Hanukkah. One guy said he had a miracle of Hanukkah. He went to sleep for one night. He slept 8 nights. Anyway, but at the end of the day, I said it's not a miracle. It happens every week in Yeshiva. But anyway, the Maisa.
Right.
Anyway, the Maisa, getting on to it, all these miracles in Yeshiva, Rabbi said. But anyway, the Maisa, so Choni wakes up from his dream, from his 70-year street. He sees a person, he says, who are you? I'm the great-grandson. He goes to his house, and he tries to see if anybody recognizes him. And he said, I'm Choni. They didn't believe him. He goes to Beis Medrash. They were saying, oh, we wish we had Choni. Everything was so clear. He says, I'm Choni. No one believed. He went after the quarter, and he davened. They should leave the world. So I always ask, what's the pshat? What does he want to leave the world? Let him sit in the corner and learn shas and poiskim. The Torah says, if a person has no respect, he can't live in this world. Everybody needs respect because that's the nishmas elokim. Kavod. It's called l'may yizamecha kavod v'lo yidoy. Everybody needs a certain amount of respect. If he doesn't have any respect, he can't exist in this world. So lack of kavod is not just a mila, it's murder, Rabbi Yisrael, if you don't give the proper COVID, Rabbi Yisrael. That's why this time of year, Rabbi Yisrael, is a very, very, that's what I can always say, you know, the guys have beards, they're playing with their beards, scratching it. Does anybody ask, why in the world do I have this beard for? What's the beard all about? Why am I sporting a beard right now? Scratching it, itching it, touching it, playing with it, putting it in my mouth, the nose, how hard it goes high enough to get to the nose. Nose. What in the world is the beard about? Was it think? Hashem gave us a brain. What do I have a beard for? What's the beard for? So I said always once, I said it more a pun. If I had the beard to think about what happened, and it's Avelis. Why is it Avelis? Because they died. It's been, I mean, I feel it's a loss of Torah. We have to ask, what was the Seba? But what was the Seba? What was the cause of this terrible tragedy? So it was COVID. It was COVID, not COVID-19. It was COVID-24,000. COVID. It was a problem with the dog with COVID zealous there. But what's the point of us? I thought once maybe there's a remes. When you sport a beard, Rabbi Sai, you don't look so presenting. You don't look, well, we would say you don't look so bechavitic. One of the major showers I get, Rabbi Sai, I don't get major showers. What time? I should make sure I get up for davening. Those are my nails. The big showers I always get is, when can we cut my beard on Lag BaOmer? Big, big showers. Very, very big showers. Those are one shower I get. I also get a shower. Very, very tifa shower I usually get is by saying the Parash Haman. If you didn't get in the spear. Who's laughing so much? Anyway, these are major showers I get. If I say, no one's asking you showers about Zman Kriya Shma, about Tfila. What time can he shave his beard exactly? On Lag BaOmer. And then he had to shave it earlier. Rabbi Sai was supposed to have the beard because it makes us look not the covetic. One second. What could that have anything to do with? Anybody can guess? Why are we not looking the covetic? Because maybe this is a time period that people weren't acting the covetic with others. So we have to show it in ourselves that we're not the covetic. To try to get into our noodle that the tachlis is to act b'kavadik, Rabbi Sai. And to learn how to be b'kavadik and give respect to others, our friends, our families, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, spouses, if we have them. And we have to show respect, Rabbi Sai. Respect means talking. Respect means talking to them in an honorable way, not putting people down. And another thing I respect is hearing what they're saying about it. Get off your phone. Someone's talking to you. Get off your phone. Respect means a person, you live with another person, whether it's a brother, a sister. Respect is not to wake them up. Respect means showing them that you think that they're somebody. Respect means taking care of you, if you're at a house or a place. Respect means not leaving your stuff around for other people to clean up. That's all part of respect, Rabbi Sai. That if you understand that there's other human beings around in the universe besides yourself, you understand that I must give them honor, show respect, and realize that they're there and acknowledge the fact that there are other humans, Hashemi humans, people that I have to show honor to and show the proper respect. That's how we're going to be able to massacre this year, Rabbi Sai. And get those beards off, Rabbi Sai. How can we get the beards off, Rabbi Sai? By showing the union of Nagu Kovid Zelazer and being more becovedic. And may we'll be able to be more becovedic with ourselves, Rabbi Sai. Have a great day. We love you. Kol Tov.
Shkoyah. Shkoyah.
Hey.